sit together with Christ in the where? Heavenly places. But it now describes where we are. Far above principalities and powers. Far above the rulers of the darkness of this world. The power, even the power of the air. We are made to sit together. But physically, you and I, we're on this earth. But spiritually, it says we are made to sit together. So we are far above plagues. We are far above pestilences. We are far above diseases. But excuse me, we're still on this earth, physically. So how do we live? What should we do? I began to ask. And some things began to lay on my heart. Number one, Jesus is not going to live in denial. He's not going to say, in Jesus' name, there's no coronavirus. Listen, for wherever it came from, there is, people are catching whatever they're catching, and people are dying. But the reality also is that, do you know that the enemy is also using this as a fear factor? The Bible says the perfect love of God casts out fear. And what is the fear that people are really living in? Do you know the fear it is? Hebrews describes it, the fear of the bondage of death. Why don't you want to catch? Why people don't shake, don't touch, don't hug? You don't want to die. They don't want to fall sick. So that fear factor has gone viral. It's even, the fear of coronavirus is killing people more than the coronavirus itself. The fear of it, not even the virus. They've said all sorts of things about the virus. They've made the virus go viral. Tweets, Instagram posts, social, and the social media now is awesome, brethren. Something happens, 1 second, it's gone around the world. That's the world we live in now. That is how powerful social media is. And I'm telling you, maybe when Jesus appears, social media too will carry it. So the whole world will know. Woo, behold, he comes, riding on the clouds. By then, some of us will have gone. And those of us who have not gone will be taken with him. I pray you will not be left behind. Let me just tell us the first thing we should understand. Whatever is happening right now has been prophesied that it will happen. Jesus said it. It will happen. So if Jesus was physically walking on the surface of the earth, he's not going to live in denial. He's going to say, I told you, it is going to happen. Some of us are not really feeling the effect. I don't know what will happen by next weekend, but the government of this land is anticipating that they might declare a lockdown, which means that they don't want people to gather. They're going to give guidelines, not more than this, not more than that. Already, those of us lovers of football, you want to go to Anfield, you can't go. It's been shut down. You can't go to Everton Stadium. You can't gather anywhere where there's a crowd now, you know. But do you know that in the midst of all this fear nonsense, people are still partying. People are clubbing. People are doing whatever they want to do. When they finish doing it, then they now go back home and then they receive the news again that X number of people are dead already. It's not even going to stop them from partying tomorrow. Forget it. We just came back from Blackpool this morning and we thought that we are going to see the streets of Blackpool, empty. Where we even went, the place was packed. I mean packed with corona, sorry. With people. They said they were holding world championship, whatever. People were gathered there. but tell them to come to church. I don't want to catch coronavirus. I don't want to. So I'm not coming. You know, we have to be wise. Let's protect our families. You know, we have to be wise as serpents. But you went for party. You went for world championship. You went for everything. Some people are angry that they can't go and watch Mane and what's that guy who plays with his left? Salah. They are angry that premiership games have been postponed. Some people are angry when we are just about to leave the cup. What kind of nonsense is this? The enemy is spreading fear. I began to ask, Lord Jesus, what will you do? The first thing that came to me, Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. The Amplified says, great power. And what was he doing with the anointing and great power? The Bible said he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So if the Lord Jesus was physically on the earth now, he would go inside his bedroom and isolate himself. No, please tell me. And say, people of the world, don't touch each other. People of the world, please, I hope that camera is catching me. Yeah, please catch everything, please. Because the people there watching, they need to hear this. Yeah. People, my people, what are you still doing? People, I warned you. Excuse me. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil. Do you know that the devil is oppressing right now? Having a field day. I mean, field day. Common tissue paper is turning people into enemies. People are fighting, sir, over toilet roll. You think that's normal? Toilet roll! Pardon my French. Sorry. Pardon my Scouse. No, sorry. Pardon my Africanese. Sheet paper. I think that's normal. That's oppression. Oppression. Don't touch. You can't touch. You can't do this. You can't do that. Let me just chip this in. This is me now. Please thank you, everybody, that wished my wife and I 22 years marriage anniversary yesterday. Thank you. And thank you from the depth of my heart. But coronavirus will not make me touch my wife. Don't stop me. I told my wife, you know what? I found out something that I can actually, I'm ready to die for you. Don't clap. Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friend. I said, I've come to a place now in 22 years. I mean, all these 22 years. Come on, what have we not seen? We've seen life, we've seen death. We have seen the good, the bad, the ugly. We've seen the good, the better, the best. 22 years, come on. Nobody can tell me I can't touch my wife. We live together, we die together. It's called for better, for worse. When you are doing your vow, 3 months ago, 3 months ago, did they change the vow? Because the vows now have been changed, you know. And you too. How many, 1 week between the two of you? 2 weeks. You even know. They married, and then 2 weeks after you married. So your own marriage will be three months and 2 weeks. Okay? When you are making the vows, please. Huh? I'm praying you will see more than 22 years, 23, 24, 25, 50, as many as you want. Are you getting me? But it says for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. Ezekiel, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. And let me tell us, the fear mongering is all about death, isn't it? Let me tell you, this is an opportunity to preach the gospel of the kingdom. What should go viral now is the gospel of the kingdom. If you die today, where will you go? If you fall down dead now, all your organs fail. They checked you. Ask yourself, where are you going? Where are you going? If you know where you're going, perfect love cast out that fear. It's if you are not sure. And if you are not sure, that's why you're hearing this message. What a perfect time to preach the gospel. Stop wasting your life. Stop waking up, sleeping, going out, coming in. And at the end of your life, you don't know where you're going. You're not sure. Somebody's saying, but how will you be sure? Excuse me. Are you sure? Jesus said, whosoever shall call upon the name, the Bible says, shall be saved. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, he gave his life. The Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy all the works of the devil, that he might deliver everyone, even through all their lifetime, were under the bondage of the fear of death. You don't want to die. You don't want to die. You don't want to die. Wash your hands. I don't want to die. Don't touch. I don't want to die. Don't congregate. I don't want to die. Don't gather. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. But you want to party. Where are your values? Where on this earth are your values? And what this virus is showing us is to see the vanity and the futility of everything on this earth. You catch the virus, your organs fail. Let me see how you will drive that car. You want to kill yourself over. The job you are striving for, 100K a week. Let me see how you will take that 100K to eternity. No, just show me. Oh, I want to marry. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. Let me see where you take everything to. Everything is just failing. Airlines, planes can't fly. Jobs are going to be lost. What are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? Hey, stockpiling. Hey. And now I've even stockpiled. This morning, people are even prone to catching it from their own families. So if you isolate yourself, you lock yourself inside the house, with who? With the people who will pass it to you. What are we talking? You better start thinking of eternity. What a great opportunity to preach the gospel of the kingdom, to let people know that even if you die and you're in Christ Jesus, you're guaranteed of eternity. We were with two doctors yesterday. Lovely time we were having. And one of the things that is given birth to this message, and God began to speak to me, was the conversation we had. Number one, as a medical doctor, before you treat patients, I understand, and please, I stand to be corrected, I'm not in the medical profession, but I understand that you have to immunize yourself first before you start treating patients. You've got to get, like, this time of the year, usually when people catch flu, doctors are given flu jabs. Please, can all the medics in the house stand up, please? Stand up for recognition. Please, don't be shy. Why are you denying your profession? Whether you are in training or you are out of training or you are everything, stand up, medics. Please clap for them. Let's celebrate this cerebral people who are saving lives at the expense of their own lives. No, don't sit. Don't sit. Please, is it true that they give you flu jabs? They immunize you? Okay. The wife is telling the new husband man that, my friend. Don't worry, after 22 years, is it true, sir? Okay, this is where I'm going. So you have to first of all protect yourselves, because if you catch whatever and you go and treat a patient and you pass it on to them, you can be sued. You'll be liable. It's true. You didn't know that. Okay, I'm a pastor and a teacher of engineering and whatever. I'm not a medical doctor, but two medics told me last night. Is it true? You don't think so? Oh, you want me to say it again? Okay. If you have flu as a medical doctor and you go and treat a patient and pass the flu to them, you're liable. Please give her a microphone, because so that people, right? You are responsible to, first of all, look after yourself so that you don't pass
whatever it is to someone else.
Because you are meant to be saving lives, not killing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So why do they give doctors flu jabs? Please, let somebody else. You are a practicing GP. Why do they give you flu jabs? Don't tell us whether you took it or not, but do they give doctors flu jabs?
Yes, they Why? Recommend you to take
Why?
It. Not just everybody that works in the health, in the energy.
Anybody working in the energy, not just doctors.
Yeah, like if you work in hospitals.
Okay.
Hospitals, they have,
why?
Because obviously you're at risk, because you see a lot of people.
You see a lot of people.
And then you are also treating people, so you are you can be a vector.
A vector, please. Yes, that's vector. Come down to a level. I know that's physics. I learned physics.
I know vector.
You know vector, but you're not a doctor, medical doctor. So you're a vector. You can easily.
Yes, yes.
So you must, first of all, at least protect
yourself.
Yes. Yourself. Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Let's celebrate all these people. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. If Jesus was on the surface of the earth and there's coronavirus, what will Jesus do? Acts 10:38. The Bible says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, leave it on the Amplified if you can, and great power. Anointed Jesus of Nazareth first with the Holy Ghost and great power. Listen, a sick Jesus cannot heal a sick human being. A sick church cannot heal a dying world. The first thing that Jesus did was to protect himself. Do you know what anointing does? Anointing destroys yokes and lifts burden. And then when you are anointed, you are in a way protected. So he could go about laying hands on the sick. He will come to a leprous man in the Bible days, and even scientifically, medically proven. Is leprosy transferable? Contagious. If you touch a leprous man, you are unclean. Jesus anointed, touched the leprous. Rather than Jesus being unclean, the leprous was cleansed. Same analogy. Doctor, first of all, protect yourself. So, as Christ-like, we first of all look after ourselves. I'm going not just scientific, I'm going by the word of God. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with great power. Anointing does what? It destroys the yoke and lifts burdens. So with the anointing, you are protected against any oppression of the devil. If Jesus needed to be anointed, you know, I read the Bible and the Bible says Jesus was in all points tempted as we are. I never read anywhere where the Bible said Jesus was sick. And he prayed and God, his Father, healed him. Why? Because before he went about, he was anointed, protected. So, as Christians, what's the first thing we also should, like Jesus? Listen, you can use all the hand gel you want. In fact, I'm not going to say what Dr. Patrick told me about hand gel this morning. Because if I tell you, you'll stop using it. But I don't want Dr. Patrick to be sued. I should tell you. No. Go and ask him. I'm not his messenger. I'm God's messenger. All I want to tell is what God says. Listen, hand gel is not going to protect you. Don't touch. It's not going to protect you. It will deny you of worldly pleasures. I tell you, it will deny. I shouldn't touch my wife. No. It's not funny. That one can understand. It's just 2 months married too. Beyond all this nonsense, when I say nonsense, we need something that will work. The foolishness, the Bible says, the foolishness of the gospel, God is using to confound the wisdom of the wise. What you and I need, we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We need God. You can abuse this man anyhow you want, hate him. In fact, some people are praying that he should catch coronavirus. He's gone for testing. He declared it. I'm talking of the United States president. Hate him all you want. Hate him all you want. He declared today, March 15, as National Day of Prayer. Because the guy realizes that I can cancel all the flights from Europe. I can do anything I want. I can shut down this. Listen, they tell you not to go to work. Shut down. Listen, do you know what that means? Do you know the implication? Maybe because we've not been locked down here. That's why you are still smiling. Some of you live on expound an hour. You can't work. They even tell you your job, you can't go. A brother at the back there, I'm not going to mention his name, sent me a text that some of his workers can't come because they are dealing with elderly people. I teach in a school. Students now are choosing not to come. In fact, the number of sick that I received last week alone, and I know some of them are not sick. In fact, somebody was saying, my little daughter has read about all the symptoms. little 6-year-old, around 6-year-old girl. The girl, because she doesn't like school, woke up in the middle of the night, "Mommy, I'm feeling fever." Yeah, and started. How can you tell whether the cough is fake or not? So he said, what did you do? He said, told you, then we go, you are going to school. Because she heard about the symptoms. Faith comes by hearing. And she acted out the word of coronavirus so that she won't go to school. Children, I'm not teaching you nonsense now. I'm not teaching you now. Your parents are hearing. So if tomorrow you say you are feeling cold, you are feeling this, you are feeling that, because you know, the real reason you don't want to go to school is one, you don't like maths, or somebody's bullying you in school. And we're going to pray against that bully. Don't run away from every bully. You are a child of God. Or we will pray that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will come, because that is the ultimate solution. Listen, listen. Jesus said everything will happen. Time, forget it. Time is in his hands. He knows the end from the beginning. Do you think God does not know there will be coronavirus at this time? No, 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 no. Do you know who God is? He knows the end from the beginning. He sees the end from the beginning. He sees the beginning from the end. He knows everything. He knows at this time. Lockdown. Nations, you can't fly again. You can't do this. Airlines, they are crying. They can't pay. They're going to shut down. Businesses are going to shut down. Restaurants are shutting down. People are losing their jobs because nobody is going to come. Corner shop guy, everything, right? And the government is telling you also, just any little cough or any cold symptom, anything, just self-isolate. I like the way Zipe put it this morning. Some of you have been praying for vacation. Now you have free vacation. Fully paid. Fully paid. The world is mad. We are going bonkers. The summary is the signs of the ends of the time that Jesus spoke about. Listen, the end is near. And let me tell you, there are two kinds of ends. The one that Jesus will come and end, or the one that will end before Jesus comes, your own life. It can end anytime. You don't know. You think you know. You don't. You do not know. You do not know. I told my wife, listen, every single moment from now on, better let's enjoy it. I don't have time to fight. Oh. What are you even fighting about? These two young men were asking us, just wanting to ask us, okay, 22 years, we've been married, so what? I said, look, the summary, what I will tell you, I made up my mind, I will enjoy my marriage. I will not fight with my wife. I don't want to fight, and I'm not fighting again. If you want to marry and fight, enjoy the fight for the rest of your life. Do you know how marriage affects everything you do? Including your unborn children. Because the moment they are born into chaos. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. I said, the summary, 22 years of marriage, is I am not fighting anymore. No fight. What are the things we fight about? Look at the way you looked at me. I told you to comment on my hair. You said I've added weight. Why don't you even say I'm fat? Cuckoo say I'm fat. No, 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 no. Can we wake up? Ask yourself, what are you fighting over? What are you fighting over? So you know what my wife told me this morning? Every time now and every time I remember, I will always tell you I love you. Is that not better than look at your face? Look at your mouth. The gospel is about the love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. Please enjoy the life you have here, because this is just, it's not ending here. Oh. There's a latter end. And there's a glory called the latter glory. Where will you spend eternity? In the midst of all this corona nonsense, please think about your life. I'm closing, but we are going to pray. What should we do? What do we ought to do at these times and the seasons? Thank God for what Mommy Debbie shared with us on Thursday. For the first time, I didn't see the sons of Issachar. The Bible said they had understanding of the times and the seasons and what Israel ought. Can you bring that scripture up? Do you know where it is? 1 Chronicles, I mentioned it last week. You know, I hope you still remember. You know, yesterday we were just driving quietly, just peacefully. And just, one guy was just going, phew. And one of the doctors with us said, it seems like coronavirus is affecting people's brains. Everything now is corona. One of my colleagues, maybe they're hearing, I don't know, posted a picture. In the midst of all this corona, they went partying and posed with a drink. A corona, there's a drink called corona, beer. Say, we have no fear. Bottle of corona. The sons of Issachar. We have no bottle. There's a drink called corona. If you don't know, I'm telling you now. It's beer. You say, how did I know? I saw it. The sons of Issachar had understanding of the times. It's not that they knew the time. They only had understanding of what's going on. So as a result of the understanding of what's going on, they knew what they ought to do. So with everything that is going on in the world now, what do we ought to do? That's a prayer we prayed this morning, and we're going to keep praying that prayer so that fear will not kill you. And then you will be wise to know what you need, what you should do, because now you have an understanding of time. Because whatever is happening can destroy families, destroy homes, destroy careers. I'm telling you, careers, jobs, everything, stocks, everything is failing. Signs of what Jesus said is going to happen. The Lord is coming. The end is near. If you don't believe it, when you go home, switch on the TV. Just switch on the TV. What's that thing when you switch on your TV and that thing will be running at the bottom of your TV? Huh? Thai? Cha? Chariot? I don't know. Huh? Chiron? It's called Chiron. You are watching TV. You are just watching comedy. And then things, you know, corona has killed 2,000 people again. What should we do? I wanted us to have a family meeting. Let me tell us, this is the greatest opportunity to preach the gospel of the kingdom, to let people know death is not the end. If you're in Christ, Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Salvation is not just here. Eternity. Eternally saved. That's one. As a church, what should we do? This is the time to demonstrate the love of God. Christ, first of all, was anointed, protected, and then he went about what? Doing good and healing all those who are oppressed of the devil because God was with him. This is not the time to stray away from God. Walk with God. Throughout the month of February and throughout the rest of your life, be a friend and a partner with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he would not do anything except what he sees his Father do. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the real children of God, sons of God. Just talks about maturity. It's not gender specific. This is the time, more than anything, to be with God. Walk in love. If there's a lockdown, my wife and I were joking when we were driving into Liverpool this morning. You know, they've been telling some of us to fast. When there's lockdown, food finishes, you will ration the food, you will know how to fast. You'll be breaking fast at 6 to ration the food, or you'll go on liquid. Be laughing. Boris Johnson has prophesied that maybe next weekend they're going to have to restrict. So I wanted us to meet because I don't know if they will tell us we can't have church service. Listen, we're not of this world, but we're living in this world. If they make that law, we can't say, in Jesus' name, we bind Boris. Because even the same Bible says we should be subject to the laws of the land. So if peradventure, they say we can't meet next Sunday, that's why I'm talking to you. Let's talk, okay? If you run out of food, run out of money, run out of supplies, what are we going to do? This is the time for us now as a church to look after one another. The Bible says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Right? Lockdown happens, you lose your job, you can't feed your family. I say this with every deference. That's when you will know the value of being in a church community. People like, where the church is so big. Like coronavirus, you can't gather more than 50. Church attendance will go down. The church of 1,000, 2,000 that you like, they don't even know you. You are watching it online. Let me see who will come to your rescue when there's a lockdown and the church can't meet. They don't even know you. I just look at some vanities we chase in this world. We've become so big, so wide, but not deep. So I'm talking to us, Love Assembly. We're going to look after ourselves. If you don't belong to any of the WhatsApp groups, please can you put out my number? I think it's somewhere there. Please take this number. Text this number. If you don't belong to any church WhatsApp group, we have all sorts. There's for the men, the women. I don't know which other ones. It's so funny. I just see people leaving, left, 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 leave. When corona come, you will come back. It's just so, I just laugh. I laugh. You think God created anyone to be an island? You can't just withstand people. They looked at you. They did that. You don't like the music. They don't sing the kind of song I want. Corona is no respecter of song. Now somebody say, "Am I scared?" I'm not scaring you. I'm just telling you, if they lock down and they say we can't move, universities now, look, I am in the teaching profession. Maybe I shouldn't say it, but universities now are thinking summer exams are going online. Oh, yeah. They've done it. There's a professor of university, prof, this Prof Jojo. They've done it already. So what's going to happen? Session has closed. Everybody goes online. You don't even come for lecture anymore. Just go lecture online. Don't come. You can't even. It's not even. Let me tell you. It's not that some people. It's not that they won't even have money. The money will fail you. The Bible has said it. Money will fail. So what are we going to do? We're going to look after each other. I'm just saying this. I don't know what will happen. I am praying it won't happen. Let's look out for each other. Let's look after each other. You have 3 toilet rolls. Please donate one. Or if you have the skill of how to turn some other paper into tissue paper, this is the time to post it on the WhatsApp groups. You are laughing. Excuse me, how far away is Italy? We're laughing. In the Bible, there was a prophet who said, by this time tomorrow, everything. No, not this one. Please, don't give people that one, please. Don't give that one. That's my private, personal number. It's too late. I won't pick it. No. I'm learning to protect myself now. Let's use the official line. Uh-huh. I give people my personal number. They will be sending insult to me. Insult. I need your anointing, sir. Because I know you don't take any nonsense. You post insult to me. No. Send insults to the official number. The official number can handle insult. Please, have you found it? Post that one. I'm serious. I've gone into announcement now. All right? So, what are we going to do? If by next weekend we can't gather and some of us need help, you need supplies, you need whatever, let's look for strategies. Let me tell you the whole summary of Jesus' warning about the end time. It's summarized in 2 words. Be prepared. Be prepared. Anything can happen. Be prepared. You have wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, pestilences. It is happening. I'm sitting down and I'm watching TV. What? Before our very eyes. And please, if you have any suggestion, have anything you can donate, help, let us anoint ourselves first. All right? Let's lift our burdens and destroy our yokes. A sick church cannot heal a dying world. A sick Jesus did not heal anybody. God anointed him, he was protected, and he could go about doing good. What do we ought to do? You and I don't know what's going to happen next. Please, let's rise to our feet and let's pray. If you are here, and I'm not mincing words, and I'm not asking you to come out, I'm asking you, make that eternal decision and get an assurance. Can you just, is it possible to just give us, I just want us to pray for 5 minutes. Give everybody 5 minutes to talk to God.